Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. So today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll talk about where do we go from here. We're all in the process of reconsidering what direction we want to go for the next 2 years. I'll give you some tips to assist with this process, and after that, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that today I'm coming to you from Portland, Oregon, where I'm speaking tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, February 21st. I'll be speaking for the Oregon Astrological Association tonight, February 19th, and tomorrow on February 20th. On Sunday the 21st, I'll be speaking at the Queen of Cups. My talk tonight will be about astrology's economic revolution and Pluto in Capricorn. My Saturday workshop will be about good timing for success, and my Sunday workshop will be about the ins and outs of business astrology. You can get more information about all these talks at my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And I also want to let you know that due to our current cycles, I'm offering Mars retrograde consultations through March 11th. These are half-hour consults focused on what direction you want to take for the next 2 years. And they can also be used to help resolve anger or resentment issues. Now, to schedule that, call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, we're still in range of that lovely cycle of Venus conjunct Jupiter. In Pisces yet, the best of the best signs for this cycle. This cycle is like planting lots and lots of money and or love seeds. And some of these will be harvestable immediately. So you might find that money and or love are showing up right now in your life. But many of these seeds will also bring many rewards later. So do whatever you can to take advantage of this cycle. It's just plain wonderful. The cycle stays in range through February 23rd. Now today, the sun moved into the sign of Pisces to join the party there. So this is important because we're now in range of the cycle Sun conjunct Jupiter, which is one of the best high-growth cycles we have. The cycle peaks on February 28th and stays in range through March 8th. The cycle of Sun conjunct Jupiter is always a positive cycle. Many good projects get started under this type of energy, and it's very expansive. However, we are in Mars retrograde at the moment, which I'll talk about in more detail momentarily. But for that reason, this is a good time to restart a project that got stalled once before. The cycle would give the project a high growth energy, which would help it be more successful. Also, Sun conjunct Jupiter is an excellent cycle for marketing and promotion. So if you're re-promoting a product or service, this is a great energy to do that. Now, on top of these energies, we have another very interesting set of cycles. These cycles come into range on February 23rd. They peak on February 27th and stay strongly in range through March 1st. These cycles are Mercury conjunct Chiron and Neptune, all of them together in the sign of Aquarius. Now, first of all, as wonderful as this cycle can be, it's terrible for details. So don't go off with your head in the cloud thinking you've got it all handled. Be sure you double-check all the details at least twice. You're likely to find mistakes. Even worse, you could say something under this cycle that would wound somebody and have absolutely no idea what you said or even how it impacted the person. So pay extra attention to all your communications during this period. Now, the good side of the cycle, though, is that it is great for using your imagination, your intuition, and any psychic abilities to tune into your messages from the universe. It can also be highly inspirational, and it's terrific for writing anything spiritual or inspirational. This can also include communicating your vision of how to heal yourself and the world. If you have an inspirational or spiritual message, this is the time to get it out to the world. If you're an artist, this is a great time to promote your work, and especially it's great to re-promote an existing piece of artwork. Lastly, this cycle can have a tremendous healing impact on your relationships, especially if you are willing to forgive yourself and others. Now, do you remember that I told you February would be the hot month for making money or meeting a new lover? On top of those good cycles, we have a third wonderful cycle that's related to unexpected money and or love showing up. This comes into range on February 25th. This cycle is Venus conjunct Uranus. Now, this energy is a bit like going to a carnival. You go, you have a blast. It can be quite exciting. And then you go home to reality. So if this cycle pops up for you, enjoy a great time. But don't put any expectations on that relationship. It might continue, but it might not. It might just be there to help prepare you for another relationship or business opportunity. So just enjoy the fun and allow it to unfold without expectations. This cycle peaks on March 3rd, and it stays strongly in range through March 6th. Okay, now it's time to turn our attention to Mars retrograde, which started back on December 20th, and it will stay with us through March 10th. Now, have you had any meltdowns lately? If so, perhaps you'll appreciate that this is a tough cycle since it's often associated with anger, frustration, and resentment. We've just had a few adjustments with these energies last weekend, and if you had a meltdown, I hope you moved forward in a positive way. These meltdowns provide us a chance to clear the air and get to the bottom of things, so take advantage of this. And if you can, get the book from Marshall Rosenberg about nonviolent communication. It will help you a great deal to communicate these issues better. Now, this cycle's primary purpose is for us to stop and reevaluate where we're going from here. And I'll spend more time talking about this cycle after the next break. In general, though, we're supposed to be doing our strategic planning for the next 2 years. Now, what exactly does that mean? It means this is the time to get a clear vision of what you want to be doing during the next 2 years. And if you haven't started thinking about this yet, it's time to do so now. So just ask yourself, your friends, and family members this question. What are you doing when you're the most excited and happy? What tickles your fancy and provides you with a lot of energy? That's the direction to head toward in the next 2 years. And how can you do more of that and get paid well for it? Research that. I'll give you some more tips for doing this right after the next break. And in addition, Mars is now in a positive cycle with Saturn. They're both retrograde and sextile to each other. This helps us do our strategic planning. So we've got the extra help now to do research, and if you will use it well, it will help you to do this, your strategic planning. Now next, onward to one of our tougher cycles. We're still in the midst of Saturn square Pluto, which is lessening a little bit. Now, have you encountered a major power or control issue in the last month or so? Or how about a major structural change that's being pushed on you? This could occur in the workplace, home, or in organizations. It could also be a major change to processes, strategies, and management techniques. And you may also experience structures that break down and need repair. That's like the garage door that came down on my car, and now both of them need repair. Keep in mind that the Earth is a structure, so we could also experience unusual shifts in our Earth, such as volcanoes, earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, etc. If you're not prepared for unexpected emergencies such as those, it's best to have some extra food, water, and other supplies on hand, just as that old Boy Scout motto says, be prepared. Now, for a tip from my 2010 Good Timing Guide, this week your tip is this. In the guide, you'll see that today, on February 19th, beginning at 2:56 a.m. Pacific Time or 5:56 a.m. Eastern Time, the moon moved into the sign of Taurus. This is the absolute best moon there is. The moon is exalted in this sign, so any planets that it makes good contact with while it's there get an extra boost of energy. Moon in Taurus is also excellent for reviewing budget and financial concerns. It's also a good time to pay attention to security and safety issues, including that of stock markets, economic and financial events. And it's a good time to take an idea and make it real. Moon in Taurus also enjoys self-indulgence, comfort, and sensuousness. So it's a great time to bring some delectable treats to the office or customers. Just watch out for that stubborn streak from this moon. Lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens, and you can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. Just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And look for it under the top right of the home page. And get signed up today. Now, how can you determine where you want to go? What do you need to do to get there? When I come back from this short break, I'll be talking about where do we go from here. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Do you suffer with a health condition you can't move forward from? How would you feel if you woke up each day to better health? It's time to ignite your inner healer. We all have within us an amazingly powerful tool called our inner healer, and it is waiting to go to work for you today. Our bodies are our best authority when it comes to our health and healing. When we change our mind, we change our life. Visit Dr. Kell at AskDrKell.com today and wake up to better health tomorrow. That's ASKDRKEL.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit MacaRoot.com. That's MacaRoot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today I'm talking about where do we go from here. We're all in the process of reconsidering what direction we want to go for the next 2 years. So I'm going to give you some tips to assist with this process. And then after that, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Wow. So where do we start with a subject like this? Do you ever feel overwhelmed, like you don't know where or how to even start on a task? And then someone like me says, hey, it's time to rethink where you're headed. Doesn't that just make you feel even more overwhelmed? So let's start right there. Does your plate feel like it's already too full? If so, this is an important signal to you to reconsider what you're doing. It's hard to attract more good things to you when you're subconsciously telling the universe to slow down and stop sending you more. And why do we send that signal to the universe in the first place? Because we have more to do than we can handle in our present setup. That creates anxiety and stress. And once we're into that mode, our vibration or frequency, which we're unconsciously sending out to the universe all the time, attracts more stress and more anxiety to us. And then we continue to run in circles and go essentially nowhere. In that mode, we're just surviving, just keeping our head above water while wondering how much longer can we do it. Now, even that last thought alone of wondering how much longer you can keep doing it is a signal to the universe to keep piling on stressful experiences. Now, why does the universe keep doing that? It's simply responding to your vibration and sending more of whatever you're putting out. So when you're stressed and anxious, it responds by sending you more stressful experiences. And of course, eventually, we break down under the situation and have to surrender. We can't do it all. So the first thing to do is to take a good look at what's on your plate. Do you really want to keep all of it? Or are there activities or responsibilities that you would like to release? Let's get real. If you're feeling overwhelmed and you don't willingly release some of these too much to do items on your list, your body will release them for you. This happens all the time. Now, what does that mean? It means you'll get sick to the point where you release all of your items. Then very gradually, you'll be better enough to do first one thing and then another. And what will you do first and second when you're better? Your top priorities, of course. Now, wouldn't it be better to take the time to rethink what's on your plate before you lose your prosperity to illness? Sometimes someone else would gladly take those responsibilities we no longer want. Perhaps you think you're saving yourself some money by doing everything yourself, and that you don't have the money to pay someone else to do some of those things. Well, I'm here to tell you that the amount of money you're going to lose from getting sick and from not being in good energy every day is a lot more than you can possibly save. Anytime something unexpectedly breaks down and needs repair, you're getting penalized for not letting others help you more. Anytime the universe sends you more stressful situations, you're getting penalized again and again for not clearing your plate of the things you don't want to do. So what's the benefit of releasing those things off your list willingly? Well, first of all, you gain some clarity about what's most important to you. I'm not talking about what should be important to you. I'm saying that whenever we have to give up something, we gain more clarity about what we want in our life. No shoulds about it. Now that we understand why this is such an important task to do, let's talk about some ways to do this task. Now, if you release items that you don't really want to keep, you'll have the time and energy to attract something new to you that tickles your fancy even more. You can do this task with or without a good friend, but it's easier to do it with a friend. Now, before you call your friend, though, first, make a list of all the things you do now and the tasks or jobs that you want to do but are not doing now. Then tell your friend about each of these tasks, one at a time. What is it you like and dislike about doing each one? Your friend is going to take notes in terms of how excited and joyful you appear to be when you talk about each one. Basically, your friend is going to give you an energy rating for how high or low your energy goes when you talk about doing that task. This is one way to follow your energy. It's easiest to have someone assist with this, to track which tasks lead you to more energy and which ones lower it. Now, after you've talked about all the different tasks on your list, have your friend share with you his or her impressions of your energy as you talked about each task. You want to find a way to give up more of the tasks that brought your energy low. and you want to increase those tasks that take your energy high. Anytime you're in high energy, you're automatically increasing your prosperity. Money is very attracted to high energy. So if you want more money, it helps to find yourself in high energy often. Now, this may not happen overnight. It's a process. But you can start the process by getting a plan together. Just start by thinking or writing about how you want your day or week to be structured. Put out an intention to the universe to release certain jobs or tasks that you no longer want to handle. Or maybe you'll compromise and handle them 25% of the time now, or 30%. Pick your number. What's important is that you set your intention to release those tasks for your highest good and the highest good of all concerned. Then, let the universe handle the details. It can find a way to do that for you more easily than you can. In addition, set another intention to do more of the tasks or jobs that increased your energy. That's where the gold is. Doing more of what puts you in high energy is one of the best ways to increase your income. Now, what should you do if you just don't have enough energy to really be able to tell what you want to do or not? Sometimes we hit low spots and we're either depressed or our adrenals and possibly our thyroids are depleted. In any case, these type of situations need a first remedial step. And by that, I mean you must stop doing other things and take care of your body first until you regain your energy again. This is critical. You cannot do the other process adequately if you're out of energy. Because if you're out of energy, there's no way to follow it. Your friend will not be able to discern whether the task makes your energy go low or high because it will just be low. So the first step in that situation is to see your naturopath. If you have to use an MD, that's better than nothing. But a naturopath has a more accurate way of gauging what's happening to your adrenals and thyroid than an MD. They're better trained to deal with chronic issues. So if you can find a naturopath, go see one and get your body back on track. And if not, see an MD who is familiar with alternative treatments. Now, just in case your situation is related to depression, here's something to remember about that problem. Often, depression is related to anger turned inward. Your own energy has turned against yourself. Generally, this is because we're not expressing our anger, and when we fail to do that, it goes inward and causes depression. We literally stop ourselves because we're not willing to express our own anger. Now, if this is your situation, it's one that needs attention specifically for depression. Go see someone qualified to help you with this. It's extremely difficult to self-treat depression and generally unsuccessful. So get some help for it as soon as possible. Depression comes in all levels, from mild to severe. You cannot attract more money and prosperity to you as long as you're depressed. So get some help for this, even if it's mild. Now, we've talked about why you would want to reconsider what's on your plate. We've also discussed a process you can use to help decide which tasks to release and which ones to keep. And we've also talked about what to do if your energy is too low to start with that process. Now, for now, let's assume you've done the process with your friend, and you have a pretty good idea which tasks you want to stop doing and which ones you want to increase. But just how can you stop doing some of those tasks that you hate to do? And isn't it important to do those tasks anyway? I'm going to use myself as an example to help you understand this. I live in a large house, and of course, houses always come with yards to mow. But it didn't take me long to decide that I didn't want to mow the yard. So this is a job that I hired done. I even have a lawn mower, but the reality is I'm not going to mow my lawn. It doesn't give me enough joy to do that job, and I'm very time limited. I'd rather clean the house than mow, so that's my choice. Now, some of you are going to say that you don't have enough money to do that. You can't hire someone to do a job you don't want to do. That's because you're doing a job that lowers your energy. That is what lowers your prosperity. Consider trading that job for one you like to do. There are other people who are willing to do this. So what's important to understand about that thought pattern, though, is that every time you think that you cannot hire someone because you don't have enough money, you simply ensure that you have less and less money. So understand that whenever you give up doing any task you don't like, it frees up your energy to create something better, something more fun and more prosperous. And if you would rather be prosperous and attract more money, love and joy to you, then do the things that bring you joy and let the rest go. Now, do you have a question for me? After this short break, I'll be taking your calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Are you tired of just surviving? Would you like to learn how to thrive? Make 2010 the start of a whole new you. Take charge by enrolling in your own personal boot camp offered by Sharon Roy of Raising Grace Coaching. In just 28 days, you will learn how to rise above your emotions and follow your heart to a life of peace, joy, and purpose. You will tap the power of your own imagination and higher wisdom to create emotional breakthrough strategies that work for you. Start thriving today. Visit raisinggrace.com or call 401-588-1799.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
A Sacred Moment is a unique funeral service offering distinctive choices for honoring and celebrating the life of a loved one. Whether you want to create an intimate home funeral vigil, an environmentally friendly burial, or a personalized tribute by planning a life celebration service with the support of a celebrant, A Sacred Moment can guide you in creating an experience that will truly reflect a life well lived. Call A Sacred Moment at 206-529-3803 and visit asacredmoment.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need your birth date, time, and location of birth. You can call call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And after taking your calls, I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, first, before I take your calls, I just want to quickly remind you that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And if you're interested in gaining clarity about where you're headed for the next 2 years, or an issue related to anger or frustration, call me for one of my 30-minute Mars retrograde consultations. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's start things off with Jane. She's calling in from Marysville. She's planning a trip. She wants to know when the best time for her to do that or take off. I'd like to be going with her. Also, I need a break as well every once in a while, you know. Her birth date is March 7th, of 1958, so 3758 at 8:31 p.m., and she was born in Allentown, Pennsylvania. So, Jane, welcome to Cosmic Connections.
Hi.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Madeline.
So now, what's this about a trip? When are you planning to take a trip?
Probably, like, after the 4th of March and hopefully coming back the next week.
Okay. You know, like, and what kind of a trip is this? Where are you going?
I'm just going to visit my sister and my niece and their
family. But I mean, like, what kind of location?
Oh, Colorado.
Oh, okay. Colorado. All right. So it's long distance, but it's not overseas. Okay. So let me just look at your chart for a moment here and see what's going on. Have you had any trips lately?
No.
No. Okay. Okay, and you have one cycle that could be somewhat challenging, but it looks like it's out of range while you're going to be doing this. In other words, it's like there, but it's sort of more like in the background. So do you already have your tickets?
No, I was just planning on purchasing them. I just got the final vacation okay and everything.
Because you might want to wait until after Mars retrograde is over, and that will be over on March 10th. And the 4th is a good day, though, so if you have to go then, the 4th and the 5th are good days. But you could still have delays. You might be better off waiting until, like, after the new moon, which is on March 15th.
After and so March,
the 15th,
yeah, no, I can't.
Are good days. The 15th also a good day, and well, actually the 11th,
yeah,
12th, and 13th, 14th are all good days. But yeah, Mars will be somewhat slow, so there'll still be delays during that time.
Mm.
And,
yeah,
and but
no,
there
I can.
Will be delays during you know, the 4th, 5th, 6th, you know, 7th, etc. Because Mars is slowing down to a stop at that point. And it'll be stopped, you know, in its tracks on the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a potentially a good time, but, you know, delays. So if you're going to fly, then I would make sure that you take things with you in case you get stuck in the airport or something like that.
Okay.
Extra reading material. Food, water, things like that.
That bad, huh?
You know, just in case.
All right.
Yeah, Mars
okay,
retrograde can be a little challenging for stuff. So,
okay.
Does that help?
All right.
Okay,
yeah,
thanks
good.
For calling in, Jane.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks, Jane, for calling in. That leaves another line open at 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819 with Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And I will go to another call here, Madeline. I'll give you the information. It's Jackie. She's calling in from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Oh, wait one moment
All
right. here. Let
All right.
me get that on here.
All right, well
okay, done. Jackie, and what's her birthday?
It's 11-1 of 58.
Okay, November 1 of 1958. Mm-hmm. Okay, and what's her time?
1:30 a.m.
1
7:30 a.m. Boy, I bet her mom loved that.
Yeah.
Okay. Where was Jackie born?
It's Altus, Oklahoma. It's A-L-T-U-S.
A-L-T-U-S,
mm-hmm.
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Jackie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Jackie. How can I help you?
Well, I was listening to you talking to the heart doctor about inflammation.
Jackie, I'm going to stop you for just a minute mm-hmm. because I'm having a really hard time hearing you.
Okay.
Is there any way you can talk a little louder?
All right. Is that any better?
That's much better. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I was listening to you talk to the doctor about inflammation of the arteries and veins and just wondering if there's anything that I can do better.
Do you have a health issue?
Yeah, I do have lupus, or I've been diagnosed with it. I think I'm in remission right now, but I'd just like
okay. The first thing I would
back.
Do is do you have some way to let's see, where are you located?
I'm in Oklahoma City.
Oh, you're in Oklahoma City.
Yep.
Look around you and see if there is somebody there who will activate your DNA for you. Your 12 strands of DNA. And then start talking to your DNA every single day. Tell it that, you know, your intention is that you want to be healthy every single day. And let it go off into your Akashic record and start getting whatever it needs from your Akashic record. And just tell it, you know, anything I need that I don't have right now to be completely healthy, go off and get it from my Akashic record.
Okay.
And just, you know, simple. You know, keep it simple. And with that intention, talk to your body every single day because you want to have it be clear about where you're headed. You want to choose health.
Right.
Okay.
And I have been, you know, I have been talking to my body.
I missed part of that.
Used to have migraines.
So soft there.
I used to, you know, I have talked and I've had migraines and they have just backed off so much that,
good.
You know, it's incredible.
Good.
So I think there's a lot of hope.
Yes, there is actually a lot of hope. Yes. We're learning tools now that we just didn't know we had.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't have to be sick, and we can heal anything. It doesn't matter what it is. We can heal it. So
I believe that.
What's that?
I do believe that.
Yes, mm-hmm. Good. Good, because that will help you. And it looks like, you know, you had a, you know, I can see where you had probably the lupus get started, but it looks like you're past, you know, you're getting past a lot of that challenge. And so, you know, you're definitely on the way to getting better. You still probably are doing a little bit of transformational work. That's not a negative challenge, though. It's a positive. It's to help you get, you know, really on track with where you want to be and who you want to be and how you want your energy to be spent on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, and I'm definitely working on that.
Yeah, and your creativity will start to blossom, I would say, after you know, as you go through this process.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Does that help?
Yeah, it... You're telling me and reminding me to tell my body what I want and what I need.
Every single
and
day.
And listening for it. And that's,
and you can also give it the instruction to do this whether I remind you or not.
Right.
Every day whether I remind you or not.
Okay.
So sometimes we get busy and we forget.
Right. Well, we forget what works because it starts working.
Yes,
and then we don't need
right.
it.
And then you forget. I think you keep doing
forget
it.
What,
yeah, that's right.
Forget
that's a real
what
challenge,
is there.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
and you've got some good cycles here, so stick with it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, leaves another line open here at the Cosmic Connections Show with Madeline Gerwick, our host, and it's 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Madeline, we've got a couple minutes left. Do you have some information you want to give out before we go to the break?
Oh, well, I've always got things to talk about.
Perfecto. Gotta love it.
And first of all, just a quick reminder that The 2011 Good Timing Guides are now available to be pre-ordered. Every year, we offer a special price, much cheaper to buy now than later, for our Good Timing Guides and our newsletters. And we offer it on all the, you know, both the printed and the online versions of the Good Timing Guide. So you can get your newsletters and your Good Timing Guides for next year much less money if you buy it now. We do this so that we can afford to go and print the Good Timing Guide, so we offer you special deals. These deals are on now through April 5th, now through April 5th. And I always recommend people to go do it early so that you don't forget. You would not believe how many people forget. We give them 6 or 8 weeks to do this every year, and they always think, oh, I have more time to do it. I have more time. I can do that later. And then they forget and miss out on the good price. So I recommend you go do this, and it's easy to do. Just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And there's a link there on the top for what's new, or go to the Polaris store, either one, and you can easily order your 2011 Good Timing Guides and newsletters for much less money. So do that now, and you'll remember, and the guides will be delivered. The printed ones will probably be delivered in late July or August, and the online guide should be available in May. Okay, so I suppose we get out of here, and do you have a question for me when we come back from this short break? I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
E-Cloth, the only cleaning solution you'll ever need. E-Cloth's fiber function does the cleaning, not a chemical reaction. Also, no paper towels or chemicals to buy, so you'll save lots of money. And E-Cloths are guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years, the whole time safer for you, your family, the environment, and saving you lots of money. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Bella Spark Productions is proud to announce the third annual Extraordinary People Lecture Series in Seattle. Join us for three extraordinary men and one amazing lady. Presenting Shirley MacLaine in a rare public appearance. Shirley, still feisty and fabulous after all these years. Joe Dispenza, the most recognized visionary in the hit movie What the Bleep. Reverend Carlton Pearson, the fundamental evangelical Pentecostal bishop who said to hell with hell. Robert Holden, Britain's get happy guru with a feel-good philosophy that will make your heart smile. Three men and a lady. Go to bellaspark.com for dates and information. That's BELLASpark.com. Buy series tickets for the men and get $10 off the lady. Don't miss Shirley MacLaine and three extraordinary men. Visit bellaspark.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and you can call now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And remember, for personal questions, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. And I can also answer business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. So you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. And also remember that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get headed in the right direction. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
Unfortunately, we have some open lines, but you're welcome to join us if you want. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And since we don't have any callers at the moment, I will go ahead and jump in and give out my information, maybe a question for me. You know, it happens. It happens from time to time. So let's go with me. That'd be Benny. And my birth date is 1-4-77 at 4:30 p.m. And I was born in Soldotna, Alaska. And let's see here. My question for you, Madeline. Well, I'm recently back in the dating market.
Yes.
So let's go ahead and go there. What do you see around my love life?
Well, let me tell you, you're right partner is exceptional. She is somebody who has a lot of compassion. She's very loving.
Good.
Very loving. And you have the ability to attract that person to you. And it's a wonderful, this is the best Venus anybody ever has. Ever. So you definitely could attract this person to you that is very loving. And right at this time, there's potential for somebody to show up, you know, but particularly in the last couple of weeks. Did anybody show up in the last few weeks? Did I lose Benny? Maybe I lost Benny to a phone call. Yes, I bet that's what's happening. I bet I lost Benny to a phone call. Okay, so Benny has had great opportunities in the last, especially the past week and a half, to meet somebody. But even right now, somebody could be showing up to be in Benny's life and have be that right person for him. So hang in there, Benny, and keep your eyes open, because this is a great time for you to possibly meet somebody. Now, I think Benny is still talking to somebody who's calling in, and hopefully he'll be back with us momentarily. And in the meantime...
All right, I'm back. Sorry about that.
You're back.
Whew.
Okay.
I missed my reading. I'm going to have to go back and listen to it. Can you sum it up for me real fast?
Right now is the best time. There's big potential for you to meet somebody right now.
Perfect.
Yes, absolutely. So who do we have?
All right. Well, you see, ladies, so don't dilly-dally. Get to moving. Find
Benny is a great guy,
too.
Oh,
well, thank you, Madeline. I appreciate that.
Really
love
working with Benny.
I'm just being patient, though. That's all that matters,
That's
right?
That's all you Capricorns know how to do.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, patience from time to time, and then it's go, 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 go.
That's right. right.
So I appreciate the reading, and I apologize to our listeners out there who are probably listening and wondering where my responses were. Well, I do a lot of things around here in the station. I was actually answering the phone because we are going to bring on our next guest, and she's calling in from Seattle. Excuse me. Her name is Geraldine, and she just wanted a general reading around a career look. And,
okay.
Yep, and I'll give you that information for you, Madeline.
Okay.
And her birth date is 11/30/54.
November 30th, 1954, okay.
8:23 a.m.
8:23 a.m., that's a better time to be born, okay.
In Wichita, Kansas.
Wichita?
Yep.
Wow, that's great.
Right, so Geraldine, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Benny. Hi, Madeline, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, I'm just trying to get my spelling of Wichita correct. I think I finally did. Tell me what your question is.
Well, I'm just at a point in my, I've been in the same job for many years, and I'm just at a point where I'm very bored. I'm close to retirement age, but...
What kind of work are you doing?
Well, I work for the airplane manufacturer,
and are you in manufacturing, or are you in...
I sit in front of a desk.
You sit in front of a desk.
Yeah, so I'm in front of a computer. It's kind of like anymore all of us do project management.
I see, okay.
It seems to be the direction that everybody is headed in at this point.
Well, you're just about to a career peak. It's not going to happen just yet, but it will later this year. Probably, I'm going to guess because my computer may not tell me exactly, but probably in the range of September, October. Right in there is when I would expect you to have this career peak, and it'll be there for about 2 years. So if you have some particular way that you can sort of capitalize on kind of getting yourself promoted to perhaps a bigger project or something more interesting in terms of project management, I would be focusing on something like that rather than making a change right at this moment in terms of what type of work you do. I would try and promote it to a higher level.
To a higher level?
Yeah. In other words, you may be working on projects of a certain caliber, a certain amount of money, a certain amount of complexity, and see if you can take it to a higher level, a more complex project, a more... expensive project, something like that.
Mm-hmm. How about just even based around doing my own thing, maybe staying employed with the manufacturer, but also just doing my...
On the side, you mean?
Correct.
What would you do on the side?
Well, I've studied aromatherapy.
Oh, I see. Okay.
My original question is about changing jobs within the company.
Something with aromatherapy, but I wouldn't give up your regular job at this point because you have too much high potential to hit your career peak later this year. And if you were to switch out at this point in time, you would miss it. And it would be 29 years again before it would hit.
So the career peak would be within my own job. I mean,
it
within the company where I'm at.
It would be doing what you're doing, but doing it at a higher level.
At a higher level.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm not saying don't do the aromatherapy, but, I would do it on the side and get started slower than and before I would let go of this. Because you probably have 2 years where this is going to be. You're going to be at your career peak for the next 2 years. Starting in about September, October.
Okay. So that would be a good time to start looking within the company.
Yeah, you don't have to stay at that company. You can go to another company.
Okay.
Yeah, but you would stay in the same field.
Okay.
And thank you so much for calling.
Okay. Thank you, Madeline.
Now, each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week your tip is this. Take an energy inventory for your sleep. Just keep a journal for 1 week. For 1 week, record the time you go to bed each night, the time you get up each day, plus how you feel when you get up. Compare how you feel with the amount of sleep you get each night to determine the optimal amount of sleep for you. Now, when we get enough rest and feel recharged, we have more physical energy. And this alone helps us to bring more money to us. Our body needs change over time. So being physically tired pushes money away. So take a sleep inventory and start getting your optimal amount of rest. Your prosperity will increase. And remember, this is a great week to make money, so get plenty of rest. Next Friday, on February 26th, I have a special guest. Gail Howard will be here. She'll talk about lotteries, turn dumb luck into smart luck, and give fate a helping hand. She'll tell us how to prosper by winning money. What a great idea that is. And after that, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your new 2010 Good Timing Guide and newsletters and to pre-order your 2011 guides and newsletters so you can take advantage of the special prices now through April 5th. Or call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.